ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy, just dominating Searcy right now in this girls' game, 36-9. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. Josh, coming off another we were just saying during the break, hard-fought battle, double overtime, but Delta came out on top 65-55.
Yeah, they did. You know, and like you said, hard-fought battle, but that's, you know, that's been our identity all year long. Unfortunately, we've been on the bad side of things more than we've been on the positive.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the positive note, our guys gave Nelson all they wanted, and you know, Nelson is like I told you before in the pregame show, they are a dark horse favorite to win the thing. I like their team. But the thing is the other dark, you know, the other favorites to win that thing are also in our conference. So,
that's right.
You know, you've got to bring it every night in this conference. And, you know, we've got a big Searcy Lions group, and just talking to their coaches, this is one of the best teams they've had in a long time.
Yep.
And unfortunately, they're kind of down there with us in our standings. You know, you can be really, really good, but and have one of the better teams you've had in a long time, but it's still hard to beat some of these powerhouses that we're having to see night in, night out. So we've got our hands full tonight. We know Searcy's going to bring it at senior night here, and they've got three guys that they're going to want to send off on the winning note.
Yep.
And very, very talented. They've got our full attention. You know, Friday's behind us like it always is. You know, the last game's always behind us, and we're sure working towards Searcy. So, you know, I expect the same thing. Let's come out ready to play and come out here and spill our guts on the floor for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I know that game is behind you. One thing I did want to mention, I tell you what, that was I got to give a lot of props to Colton Peters. I thought he played magnificently in that game.
You know, yes, I agree with you, Matt. That's one of the better games, probably the best game he's played all year.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we need from him.
Yes.
We need, you know, he's not shot it very well. He struggled finishing. But he finished really good the other night for us. And when he's that, and we saw that last year from him, he was our best player last year, best guard for sure. And we really needed that consistency from him. Hopefully the other night kind of will get him going and we can finish, because when Colton's on, our team takes another level.
Yeah.
And because he's one of them, he can finish going either way. He can get downhill better than anybody, and he's physical. We really, you know, physically we're overmatched in most positions, but that is a spot because of the way he moves and him being a lefty and him having a big frame, and he's very deceptive speed-wise and changing speeds. That's an advantage for us, and when he's playing like that, we're pretty dang good. We'll need him to play like that tonight for sure to have a chance.
No question about it. Well, you mentioned this is Searcy's senior night, and this is a team that you beat the first time, 60-57, but you know they want to go out of here with a bang.
Yes, and also don't forget, you know, they were that Tristan Alcorn, you know, and very, very talented. We've always struggled guarding him, and so they'll have him tonight. And we're going to see the best Searcy that's probably been on the floor this year. And you know, Freddie Hicks, number two, you know, he's a 6'5" shooting guard. Coach Morris was talking about it earlier. He's the best, most improved player in this conference.
And, I mean, he's had some big-time games against big-time people and,
yep.
and where he's been the best player on the floor. And, you know, we're going to have to step up and defend him. That's a tough matchup for us. He got going late against us up there in Mountain Home, and we're going to have to do a better job of bottling him up for four quarters because I'm sure he'll want to come out blazing on their final home game of the year too.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, I appreciate all you do, sir. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Mountain Home Boys Coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break and come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Searcy 36-9. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Home is leading Searcy 36-9. It's just another game Mountain Home is able to dominate. And I tell you what, Mountain Home looks right now they're poised to clinch that state that bid into the Class 6 to Class 5A state tournament. Let's go ahead and take a look at our numbers right now. Right now, Anna Grace Warren leading score for Mountain Home with 9 points, 8 so far for Emily Payne, 7 for Kate Gilbert, 5 on the night so far for Peyton Husky, 3 for Leah Jackson, and 2 each for Addison Yates and Emma Martin, both going 2-2 from the free throw line. Only 2 players on the board so far for Searcy. Right now, Taylor Branch leading the way with 7 points and Kamie Province with the other 2. So far, no ties, no lead changes. Mountain Home, once they took the lead, they have not relinquished it. They've committed 3 turnovers so far, and Searcy with 5. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy 36-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good. But now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.